and welcome to the happiest podcast on earth, episode 11. People, we are back, and the happiest podcast on earth has been back, is back, and has been being planned for its comeback for a long time now. We have a new format, a new theme. We are now not just revolving around Disneyland, we are revolving around the wonderful wide world of Disney. Disney has been inspiring for decades. They might have had some bumpy points, but in the end, they are a great organization. I guess they aren't an organization. They are a great company. And so now we're going to be getting into our first new segment, the Disney Plus segment. Today on Disney Plus, they... Man. Sorry, had a little, dust buddy in my throat. They have put out a lot of new things on Disney Plus today. They put out a new series called Into the Unknown, Making of Frozen 2. Avengers Infinity War is now on Disney Plus as well, and much more. So now for my first news topic, and I'm so excited to be able to share this news with you guys. It's so exciting. It's a really good choice made by Disney. Disney is now retheming Splash Mountain to be based off of The Princess and the Frog. The reason for the retheming is the ride was originally based off of a movie that's not very respectful. And it's a great decision by Disney to be able to change this and root it to a theme where it's based off of a lovely movie, The Princess and the Frog. And The Princess and the Frog is available to watch on Netflix, not Disney Plus yet. But this is going to bring The Princess and the Frog a lot of love that it really deserves. And I'm very excited for this retheme. I stand with Disney. I think that this was the right choice to make. And I think that this is going to be just so cool to see the retheme. I loved the original Splash Mountain, but it was time for a change. It was time for Splash Mountain to get a new story. Sometimes it's hard to say goodbye. Now we have to say goodbye to one of the most beloved attractions in Disney, but it is the right thing to do. We will now be able to see a new attraction in this Splash Mountain complex. This is a wonderful thing, and I am very excited for it. In our next piece of news, Disneyland's reopening has been delayed for beyond July 17th. Disney World is reopening in... Sorry, I have a little bit of a cough. Disney World cast members are starting a petition to delay the reopening because of coronavirus cases spiking in Disney World. Oh my gosh, I'm really sorry, guys. I'm pretty sure Okay, I'll get you guys more on that in a bonus episode. I just needed to do a little bit more research for this episode, but I just couldn't wait to come back for you guys. So, I have been working on this episode for a long time, but you can't plan for the news for 3 months. But I'm so excited about our new format.
King Supers, we know there's
and we have a Spotify ad.
Run out of fret.
Yeah, we don't want to hear that. We don't like Spotify ads. I mean, I like Spotify ads. I like King Supers, but this is not a King Supers podcast. So now I'm entering some podcast news. And the podcast news, and this is also going to double as our discussion for today. The podcast news is that we have a new podcast coming out the Junior Imagineer podcast, which is run by me because I want to be an Imagineer when I grow up. And so I'm going to share some of the projects that I've been working on, including Imagineering in the in a box. And it's going to be a really fun podcast. And it's for kids and adults if adults want it. But it's really just to give kids an outlet to, like, talk with another kid who's really passionate about Imagineering. We have, like, a whole feedback episode once a week that's live. And people can send in emails, and I will answer them on a live stream using Podbean. And so it's just going to be a super fun podcast, and it's going to be published through the Happiest Podcast on Earth. So all you kids out there and adults, if you want to, get ready. So there will be an email published on the Happiest Podcast on Earth website as soon as we start. I have not come up with a date that the podcast will launch. But in other news from our podcast, currently we are working on a virtual Walt Disney World trip, which will probably be available to you guys, the public, sometime in August. I got an inspiration for this from an episode of DL Weekly, so make sure to check out the DL Weekly podcast. They were my original inspiration to start my own Disney podcast because I had so much fun listening to them, and I wanted to try making it, making a Disney podcast. So that's all I have for you guys today. I know I used to have longer episodes, but I'm still getting back, and I will see you guys next Friday.